بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. This is the end of the second quarter, the first half of five sufara. And as the beauty of the Quran everywhere goes, the content so beautiful. And first we read about the ayats of jihad, and in there were those munafiqs who used to go and intercede by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that don't permit so and so not to go in jihad. So they should make the Farish intercede in the wrong way. Then there were those Muslims who used to go and intercede by other rich Muslims that so and so wants to go in Jamaat but he hasn't got the means to go. Help him out. So that intercession was a good intercession. After that Allah revealed the ayat of Shafa'at, of making intercession. And generally whoever intercedes for a person for any good, he gets the reward also for that. And if he intercedes for any bad for any person, he will get the punishment for that also. Then Allah revealed the ayat about the greeting of Islam, which is As-salamu alaykum, which means really may the peace of Allah be with you in deen, dunya and akhirat. And this was also an intercession, to intercede by Allah that, oh Allah, deal with this brother of mine in a way that his dunya is made, his akhirat is made, his deen is made. So that intercession is a very good intercession. And on that was the whole discussion of the greeting of Islam, of As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, all the details. And now Allah Ta'ala ends it off that to remind us of the real essence of the matter, and that is Allahu la ilaha illahu, Allah ki siwa kisi ki bandagi nahi, only Allah must be worshipped, nobody else. Just like in Mi'raj, and which we read in our tashahhud, first attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, all the praises of Allah Ta'ala, which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had said on that night. Allah Ta'ala in return told, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Allah's mercy, rahmat, barakat on you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, like it was his lifelong mission, he never took credit for himself, he never kept any of the great mercies of Allah for himself, but he shared it. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi, that Allah's peace and mercy be on us, and particularly on the righteous and the pious people, wa ibadu salihin, on that all the malaika and the whole creation claimed out, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So that was the tawheed of Allah, that after all that, the greatest thing, after all said and done, there is nothing but the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So here also, after all the discussion that took place before this, at the end Allah Ta'ala reminds us that Allahu la ilaha illahu layajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamati, beshak tumko jama karega qiyamah ke din. There is no doubt, remember that Allah is going to gather you all on the day of qiyamah. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in it, as the Quran is 100% the truth, and it proves itself in so many ways. Nobody can deny a single dot, a single zabar, zir, a single word of the Quran. Allah says categorically, remember, you are all going to be gathered on the day of Qiyamah, with those that you are living nicely and amicably, with those that you are fighting and disputing, those you are helping, and those you are plotting against and harming them. All of you will be gathered, and Hisab Kitab will take on the day or place on the day of Qiyamah. So be prepared for that. So this reminder is that Islam is the way of life in this world which prepares you to be successful in Akhirat. hold firmly onto the path of Allah Ta'ala, the path of Deen which Allah has revealed in the Quran Sharif on Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. That is your only path of success. So keep in mind that this dunya is not your object of life, akhirat is the object. We are not sent in this world to live it up here, or to live like the kuffar, or to just amass money, wealth, make big properties, investments. We are all here to prepare for the akhirat. And Allah will gather us there, and there everyone will see what his condition is, how much he has prepared. And it comes in the hadith, when a person passes away and goes, the malaika ask him, what have you brought? He says that, I had some money, I invested it, I worked with on it, and I made it a huge amount. Give me permission to go and bring it. He say, we are not asking what you did for dunya, we are asking what you have sent for akhirat. He again will repeat that I made lot of money, I amassed lot of wealth and that. Just give me a chance, I'll go and bring it and present it. They say, no, we are asking, what have you sent for akhirat? What have you brought for akhirat? So that is what we have to live for. Islam did not prohibit us from working for dunya. This is a place of necessity, not a place of leisure and luxury. This is a place we see to our needs, we live comfortably. But what we are here for is to prepare for our own akhirat. Not somebody else's akhirat. What we are leaving behind, big investment, we are leaving it back for somebody else. But what have we done for ourselves, for the akhirat? That is what we must be. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Or Allah say, سَچِّي kisi ki baat. And nobody can say, as said, will ever say a more truer word than Allah Ta'ala. Allah's word is 100% true, and Allah has informed you that you must prepare for akhirat, that is your eternal life, where you won't be for a million, billion, trillion years, forever and ever. And in the short while of this dunya's life, if we prepare forever, we will be at peace, happiness and enjoyment there. And if unfortunately, this little while we had and we wasted it for dunya, we wasted it for eating and drinking, for traveling and holidays, of driving luxurious motor cars, living in big mansions, and we did not prepare for akhirah, then unfortunately, the consequences will be very, very grave for us in the akhirah. Allah is reminding us, and this is the great beauty of the Quran Sharif. After telling us all the commands of Allah, and all those commands are to make our life easy, to make our life enjoyable. If we observe them, then your akhirat will be made. Then Allah gives the encouragement, not like a law book of any parliament of the dunya, where there are only laws. Allah has given His laws also, then He has given us encouragement how to live by those laws. And if we fulfill those laws, what we will get in return. If we break those laws, what the punishment will be. All that Allah has also outlined. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make our purpose and object of life the akhirah. Islam is a beautiful religion, religion which teaches us, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our dunya will also be made, we won't be deprived at all, and our real everlasting life of akhirah will also be made. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.